Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey guys, it's Candace.
And Kayla, and we are directionally challenged.
Yep, we totally thought we'd have it all figured out by the time we were in our 30s.
But surprise, we don't at all.
We don't, and that's okay. It's all okay. Today we wanted to talk about, drumroll, cooking. We're all doing it. We're all eating it. We are all cooking a lot these days. You can't pop onto social media without seeing a fancy coffee that someone's brewing up or a sourdough bread that someone is putting in the oven. It is just Food Network 24/7, and we're actually really enjoying it. So today we wanted to talk about why it feels so nice to be cooking right now, even though this is a really intense time. Is that what we're calling it this week? It's just a roller coaster ride of emotions. Today is Monday, April 27th. We've all been quarantined. Well, Kayla and I have been quarantined separately for going on around 44, 45 days. And we have a really special guest who's really embodied what it means to just slow down and cook a delicious meal.
We have Bree Emery on today, you guys. And Bree was one of our guests in season one. We have another episode with her, episode 9. But today we have her to talk about her new website, I Am Presently. Bree is a Los Angeles-based graphic designer and art director who founded her lifestyle company, At Design Love Fest. And through At Design Love Fest, Bree has designed alongside Target, Keds, HGTV, and so much more. She now has her new mindfulness website and YouTube channel called I Am Presently that focuses on the healing power of the present moment through relaxing cooking videos. It is just what we all needed right when we needed it. And we, Candace and I, came across it and just fell in love with it and thought, let's share it with our listeners. It's nice. It's a reminder to slow down, breathe, and relax. And she has such inspiring home cooking videos. Candace, what have you been cooking lately? Have you been inspired by Brie?
I've been inspired by the enjoying the process of cooking. Usually I am spending the cooking time of the day. My husband and I alternate when we cook. I had just gotten into more of a routine of doing a lot more of the dinner time cooking. And so for five people, it just became more like, what can I do that's just like easy and I won't mess up and I can just throw in the oven? You know, it's been like salmon, potatoes, and like roasted carrots have been, and like roasted broccoli have been like the go-tos.
That sounds very healthy and delicious. And then,
yeah. And then pizza on the side, because that's what you do when you have a four-year-old and like everyone's hungry for other food as well. I've finally been able to enjoy the process a little bit more of like really minding, like cutting the onion and teaching like our oldest, you know, my 17-year-old stepdaughter was asking like, how do you cut an onion? And I was like, oh, this is like a moment. Like this is, because there is a really specific way to like, that you can easily chop an onion and it just makes it go by faster. And so I'd never like, she had never stopped to think, how do you cut an onion? And I have never stopped to think, hey, maybe I should teach her one day the very important life lesson of like how to properly chop an onion. And so it's been more about that. It's been more about like, you know, asking our kids, like, what do you want to eat? And then I can learn how to cook that and I can teach you how to cook that, you know? Even, you know, Elise, who I was just talking about at 17, she's been baking like crazy. You know, it's been, we've all kind of been slowing down. Joe's been like braising ribs and doing, trying to perfect the cast iron steak. It's been a lot of like things that we've always said we wanted to be good at.
I love it.
We're finally doing that.
That's so great. That's
what about you guys?
Tanner got a smoker. My husband Tanner got a smoker.
No way.
So he has decided that he is going to, you know, time and time again, try to perfect ribs and brisket and all this good stuff so that when we have game days, whenever that will be, he will know exactly what works and what doesn't. And so, you know, we're excited to sample the trials of his smoker experience. So that should be really fun, especially for me too. Because
how much meat have you eaten so far?
None yet, but I'm going to the grocery store after this to buy a ton of meat. It's a silver lining to this pandemic experience. And the one thing I keep hearing everyone talk about is how many dishes they're doing. And it's a funny, trivial complaint in this time, but I feel like we're all in it together where we're all just really overdoing dishes because, you know, with all the cooking, it comes all the dishes. It's just an interesting thing that we're all going through together.
it's all those little, the fact that though, like at what point before, I mean, what I think is hilarious, it's not hilarious. Like all these words are just, we're just trying to figure out our emotions through all of this, because the reality is that it is all very weighted. But the fact that like, you've never, like, how often have you sat down to be thinking like, huh, there's more dishes. And like, I do a lot of dishes. Like the fact though, that there's time and space that like your brain is slowing down for that. You are present minded. Like when's the last time that you were actually just thinking about dishes as opposed to like all the other things? Like think about all the things you and I usually talk about in a day. And it's usually things that haven't happened yet, happened a long time ago, or is totally out of our control.
It's very, very true. And, you know, one thing that Brie does so well is discuss so openly her emotions and how she's feeling. And she's just really raw. And that's part of the reason we wanted to have her on today, is just to discuss her open battle with anxiety and depression and how it's affecting her right now, and her new YouTube channel and website, I Am Presently, with those soothing cooking videos. And she just is such a great guest, you guys. Our conversation with her is awesome. So coming up right now, our great interview with Bree Emery. We're just so glad that you're here, because Candace and I came across I Am Presently organically and just felt like it was exactly what we needed right now. And tell us how you started formulating the idea for it.
Well, over the past, I would say maybe like 6 months or so, I just have been having this pull away from what I was currently doing. Not to say like, oh, I'm done with Design Love Fest. It's just, I've been feeling like I needed to pull back and reevaluate it and figure out like what part of it actually makes me happy. You know, so I'm constantly making these lists of things that currently make me happy in order to sort of manifest my future. And cooking was always just at the top of this list as something that helped me like find joy. And so I started like doing cooking stories on Instagram, just recording like my recipes and stuff. And people would always be like, it's so relaxing. Like just watching you without words, you know, it's just relaxing. It's relaxing. So I kept hearing this over and over. And I was just like, maybe there's something to this. Like maybe this really could help like soothe people in some way. And I could inspire people to get in the kitchen, because like for me, I mean, I used to literally just make rice and beans like every single night, especially when I was single. Like I just ordered out or went out to eat or made rice and beans from Trader Joe's. That's all I did. And then
I love it. It's such a Pura Vida meal. Have you been to Costa Rica? That's all they eat down there.
I have. I mean, I still love it. I've still been going back to it in quarantine, but you know, I'm happy that I kind of expanded that and found how to cook and how to enjoy like cooking at home for myself and for other people. And so, yeah, presently just sort of blossomed over a few month period of me really thinking about how I can align with what is currently making me happy. And then I got really into meditation and I was like, maybe I need to figure out a way how to blend the two and make this sort of like a meditation cooking show. So people can watch it, they can feel inspired to cook, and they can also just chill out. So yeah, I don't know. It just kind of came from some deep thought, I guess.
Now I want to take you back, because you in the very beginning were telling us that it's a little eerie, the timing of it all. And you were at a meditation retreat and it kind of struck you.
I was at this retreat and, you know, a lot of it was, you had to be silent, like for most of the meals. And I would look around and everyone would just be kind of like, you could only hear the noise of like the spoons on the bowls. And, you know, everything was just like, you could feel this like vibration in your body from the sounds. And I really liked that sort of like ASMR quality about it. And so I was like, okay, I've got to combine this feeling into videos. And yeah, just like filmed it like a few weeks later, came up with the name like in one night. I just like stayed up till 5 a.m. thinking of names, and it just like all, and then like right when quarantine happened, I was set to launch it. So it was sort of just like this, yeah, like eerie timeline of something inside of me like knew that this would be useful. I mean, I'm sad that I haven't been able to film more right now, but I'm happy that we were able to at least get it out there.
It's so funny. I didn't realize that I was using cooking videos as something to calm my stress. Back when I had our youngest, Florence, I used to actually, whenever I'd wake up in the middle of the night to breastfeed her, or early in the morning when no one else was awake because I was feeding her, I would always be on my phone watching cooking videos. But I always had to keep it on mute because they were always so loud and they were aggressive and they'd always have like bright pops of things. But like there were like these tasty BuzzFeed videos, and it's just like short versions of like cooking a meal. And they're so sped up, but like, and just like aggressive. But I found it so soothing just watching these recipes like unfold before my eyes. And the second that I saw your videos for I Am Presently, I was just like, this is what I needed. I needed this at 3 in the morning. And it was so weird. I never thought of it as something that was like calming my mind. I thought it was just like this weird little like food fetish that I had in the middle of the night for some reason.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to push the boundaries of like our attention span because there was so many videos out there that would move so fast. And I was like, that really takes out the quality of what cooking means to me. You know, it's all about like slowing down and taking in the smells and the sounds and the present moment. And I was like, I think that this needs to be like totally opposite of that sped up, fast life that everyone's become so used to. And so I was like, I want to like slow this down, obviously not make it like 30 minutes. I mean, maybe I will someday, but I wanted it to be the opposite of that feeling.
And what's so great about it too, Brie, is that you say it's for an inexperienced cook, which a lot of times these massive recipes can be overwhelming. And even in quarantine, we feel like, oh no, I need to tackle that like really hard recipe. And the whole idea about Presently is that it's not about that. You can make a simple recipe and enjoy doing it and then enjoy feeding it to yourself or to people that you love. And what advice would you have for those that are inexperienced and feel a little bit overwhelmed with cooking, but maybe want to dabble, you know, maybe get past that rice and beans moment you were describing?
Right. Well, I remember for me when I first started, it was all about, you know, my husband tells me like when he first met me, he's like, you don't do anything that you're not already good at. And I was like, what? And I was like, okay, maybe you're on to something here. And it really is. It taps into that sort of fear of being not good at something or fear of failing. And so you really do have to kind of start small and build your confidence. And for me, that was breakfast. I was sort of like, I'm obsessed with eggs. So I'm just going to cook an omelet every day and get better at it. Or I'm just going to cook a 6-minute egg and put it on toast and garnish it pretty. You know, like start small or somewhere that makes you feel comfortable. That might just be making sandwiches. Like how much better can you make your sandwich like tomorrow? Or, you know, not thinking about these huge elaborate recipes, but really just getting as present as possible with the food that you have, you know, and just hearing the sounds or watching the food come together or plating it really gorgeous. You know, you don't have to think about it in an overwhelming way. I really think it's all about building confidence in the kitchen. And that's just little steps each day.
I love how you reference making eggs, because even though people think that eggs is just like such a simple thing, I'm sure you've realized at this point, like some of the most like foundational practices of cooking, like they're hard. Like they can be very difficult.
Oh my God, an omelet? Like a French omelet is not easy.
Candace, didn't you say
one of the ones where you have to boil you have to like crack the egg over boiling water. What is that? A poached egg.
Poached egg, yeah.
Poached egg. Oh, that one's fun.
Yes.
That one's
my
fun
husband
learned
that during quarantine. But at what point then did you decide to go to cooking school? Because I remember watching you taking all these cooking classes. So was this your attempt then to just learn more in a comfortable space?
Yeah, I mean, I'd just gotten to this point where I wanted to push further. And I was like, I'm thinking about this every day. It's making me happy every day. I want to learn more. I want to learn, you know, so it was very impulsive. I basically like looked up the schedule for the school and like signed up, and it started the next week. And it was just sort of like this, yep, I'm doing this, like just right away, you know, impulse decision. So I went to school for 21 weeks, I think. And we just learned a new, one day would be all about chicken. We'd make chicken like 4 different ways. Like I learned so, so much during that. So that was definitely one of the best things I did last year.
Do you feel like meeting your husband, I think boyfriend at that time, pushed you to try something new once he brought that to your attention, that you only try things you're good at?
I mean, yes. Annoyingly, he's gotten me to do many things outside of my comfort zone, which have all turned out to be great.
And so, what's so nice,
luckily a partner can do that.
Totally. And what's so nice too is it sounds like you just finally gave yourself permission to fail, which is a huge life lesson.
Oh my God, my first cooking class, I like burned the quinoa. I was so embarrassed. Like, I mean, I just, you know, I wasn't really that good in the beginning, and I would be really, really hard on myself. And then I just started each day being like, you don't need to be hard on yourself. This is just something for fun. You're not doing this for any other reason but to have fun, you know? So it taught me to be easier on myself. It taught me patience. It taught me all sorts of things. So definitely get into it.
What I love about how it, all of that just applies to this time specifically is I think it gives someone a moment of just you, the idea of being present while you're cooking for yourself, you're nourishing your body, you're feeding your family, because so much right now is out of our control. And
oh, yeah.
There's only so much you can do, and there's only so much news you can read, and there's only so many tears you can cry, and there's only so many Zoom hangs you can have with your friends. But the idea of just sitting down, and it, like, I love that sourdough is taken off. You know, so many people have been like making their own bread. Like, who knew that in year 2020, like when all those Back to the Future movies were being made, like people were so futuristic, and the reality is here we are in 2020 in this new decade, and people are finding so much like joy and just calm in the world, just baking bread. That's the trend right now.
I know. I think we're all getting back to sort of like an ancient way of living, and it's really, really cool.
Yeah, same. Have you guys seen the bread art? It's now a thing. There was a whole, this morning I went down a wormhole of bread art. I see Mel's face. She looked at me like, what are you talking about? Basically, people have so much time on their
very,
hands.
It's very, very exciting. Everyone's
yes,
cooking.
And it's so soothing that they're decorating their bread, and it's beautiful bread. I mean, it's the same thing. Like, you don't want to eat it. It's so pretty. But I feel like that's very on brand with I Am Presently and Design Love Fest and making your food beautiful and then enjoying it. Brie, do you have a favorite recipe you've made so far? Not necessarily on Presently, but just in life that you find that inspires you, that brings you to that Zen place?
I don't have one specifically, but I definitely have like favorites, and I love just cooking in a Dutch oven and making something like come to life over a few hours. So I really like doing sort of the braised short ribs. That is just like always a huge hit, or any sort of soups or anything that we have to like brown meat first, or, you know, kind of build flavors. Those are always my favorite because they take a lot of your attention and you kind of have to just stand there and it feels like you're sort of in this Zen zone anyways. Mm-hmm. For me, I mean, I don't have a lot of kids running around though, so I don't
totally
know how that feels for other people.
I hear you. You originally mentioned that Design Love Fest was inspiring you, but you wanted to find ways that spoke to you more. And so that brought I Am Presently. But how do you find ways to continue to inspire yourself with social media? Because it does tend to be a bit mundane or the same thing over and over again.
Oh my gosh. I feel like the quarantine, like I've definitely been in the phase where I'm just sort of over it, social media, where I'm just sort of like, I can't come back here. Like I'm endlessly scrolling on my phone because I'm bored and I'm seeing that it's just like a habit and I'm not doing it for fun anymore. And it sucks because there are so many things that are inspiring on there. I do love sharing on there, but I was just doing it way too much. So I think for me, it's just kind of coming up with more restrictions around social media and my phone in general. Like, I feel like I have sort of like this addiction to it and I have to like put it in the other room because it's just sort of this every 10 seconds. I mean, maybe not that often, but, you know, anytime you're feeling something or you're feeling bored, you're just like, I need to look at my phone and I need to look at this. And it's just sort of like the most creative that you can be is when you take a break from it, you know, because it does just get so watered down when you're on it all the time. So I feel like for me, I have to kind of make some strict rules.
I'm sure that there's been a lot of it though, that's felt in the past, like it's part of your job. You've got this blog, you do so many partnerships with big, you know, you do a lot of advertising work with really big companies and, you know, their graphic art and partner with them. So a lot of it's been work related, I'm sure. And now all of that is changing and all of it's different. And there's been so many articles popping up on like the idea that the influencer culture is gone, you know. Are you seeing things just shifting? Do you think that there will be a societal shift when it comes to social media moving forward from this period of time, like a post-COVID?
It's hard to say. I mean, I definitely think it's going to be very different. And, you know, maybe there's something inside of me that wanted to prepare for that, which is maybe why I started something that was more of a passion project. You know, it definitely has me thinking about other interests outside of social media. I don't think anyone should be too reliant on an industry that changes so much. So I think, you know, get your hands dirty in a lot of different areas and kind of see what clicks for you. I mean, that's just kind of how I've always been over the past, you know, 10 years or so doing all of this. You just kind of have to pivot, and there's always going to be something else. So I think just not getting too attached to the industry would be my advice.
That's great advice.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
It's time to get more in 2024. I know for me, one of my goals is to feel really strong this year. And honestly, so far, so good. Because that's where 310 Nutrition comes in. It's helping me and our listeners in the new year with protein and super rich food products with so many options and flavors. Right now I have the Chocolate Bliss and Caramel Sundae, and they are both so delicious. I have to hide them from my husband so that he doesn't steal them too. They're a triplex protein blend, plant-based proteins that include pea, brown rice, and pumpkin that leave me feeling full. 310 Nutrition also has a hydrate electrolyte drink mix. My favorite is the peach mango flavor. So not only am I hydrating and drinking water, I have an electrolyte blend, vitamin blend, and it's sugar-free. With one stick of hydrate mix into 16 ounces of water, and it can provide the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Thank you. This way I can keep my resolution, keep feeling strong, have greater focus, feel refreshed, and maintain my hydration without having to drink as much. One of my favorite refreshing water enhancers they have is the lemonade flavor. It gives me energy. This one's also sugar-free. It's used with real lemons and it's pH balanced. And this also offers the same hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code CHALLENGED and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order.
With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products that you know you'll use and will help you keep your resolution. So go to 310nutrition.com and use the code CHALLENGED right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310-nutrition.com and use code CHALLENGED. It's all the good stuff your body needs in flavors you crave. So be healthier effortlessly.
Back. You've been so open on our podcast. You were one of our first guests, and we will forever love you for that.
And you know, it's my only other podcast I've ever done is this one.
Really? I love that.
It's amazing. Season one, Bree was our 9th episode, and you were just the best guest and so open with us about, you know, your struggle that you are constantly having with anxiety and depression and all of that. And I know that that is in the forefront of the conversation now that we are all quarantined. Do you feel that your personal level of anxiety has decreased or increased due to quarantine?
Oh man, I feel like it has been the weirdest shit ever, honestly. Like, I feel like things that I thought were just completely done with, you know, have just come to the surface more than ever before. I feel like I've experienced levels of joy and peace more than ever, but also like total insanity as far as my anxiety and past trauma stuff just kind of coming to the surface. So I think it's been a time of just a lot of intensity for me. I'm feeling like probably a lot of other people too. I think it's just, I think it's a great time for, I like to picture it just coming up and out, you know, and we just have so much time to sit around and think and not a lot of distractions that we normally have or to break up our thoughts. And I think that this stuff can't live inside of us anyway. So it needs to come up and out. So I think of it as a time to be grateful for, but definitely a time to kind of buckle your seatbelt.
Well said.
Yeah. It's funny. I think the hardest part for me has been finding that motivation for like healthy outlets. Like the idea of like, okay, you know what? I just want to sit down and I can read something or I can just sit in the quiet. Yeah. And I haven't been able to just fully give myself over to that. The idea of sitting down and reading, I'm like, my brain doesn't want to do this much work right now. Oh, I'm just going right back to Schitt's Creek and just like the Netflix is coming back on and I'm going to mindlessly scroll through like outfits that I will never buy because I won't be wearing them anytime soon.
Right.
But that's been the hardest shift for me, is thinking like that I was going to use this opportunity of time to like turn it into like the American productivity train, and the reality of just, you know what I mean? Because it's like such the American way.
There was so much more stress underneath all of it, like just with the news and like sort of what it is doing to our bodies without us even really knowing it, that I just was like totally knocked on my ass, you know? And I was like zero productive, wasn't cooking, couldn't read, too bored to think. Like, I was just having to give myself like so much grace because it was just like a total disaster, honestly.
Well, and I think that's what this experience has been for all of us, is it's not even a day by day process. It's an hour by hour, minute by minute process where you're fine and then you're just not, and that's okay. And I think we're all coming to terms with the fact that we got to love ourselves through the whole part of it. And you're right. We're learning new sides to ourselves, and things are coming up that we thought we'd dealt with. And it's just part of life now. It's our daily part of life. And we are really kind of all going through it to the best of our abilities and just accepting that it's okay to not be the best version of yourself at all times, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I knew that I was like a workaholic before this. Like, I knew that I was slowing down for a reason, but this has really highlighted like, wow, I got a lot of my self-worth from achieving, doing, like producing, like creating. Like, I almost don't even feel, you know, my self-worth feels so low when I'm just not being asked anything of me, you know? And I really had to sort of look at that.
It's so interesting when all of this, when everything started, like week one, my husband and I have like had different points of lows throughout this. I think we're in day 45 of quarantine. And week one, I had my meltdown where I was just like, I need time to be creative. I need my space to be able to do the things that I need to do for myself. And, you know, and he was like, well, I know, but what, like, obviously we've got a 4-year-old who needs like catering to, and we've got like our older girls who will need, like, we're all going to have to do this together. And I just had this big fear where it was just, where I was like, yeah, but I have to do stuff for me that's like important. And I don't want to just feel like I'm just letting go of who I am. And the reality was, he was like, we're all going to have to do that. You know, he was like, there's nothing wrong with during this time, just taking care of your family and yourself. Like, why? That's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. That's not counterproductive. Right. That's the most productive thing you can do. And it took me a minute to get over this, like, idea of like that was less than, and that wasn't enough, and that needed to be compared to what anyone else was doing. But it was so wild. I never would have thought in that scenario that I would have had that kind of like freak out, like that was so self-involved. And that's okay. Like that's just what happens sometimes. We're all
human
and can be self-involved. And but like it was a big wake-up call of how much I was thinking that like productivity in the outside world is what made me think of myself as important or like necessary, as opposed to just like showing up for my family and being a good mom and a good partner.
Have you guys found any at-home remedies that help with that, that help you cope with those experiences?
I adopted a dog.
Love it.
So I could put my codependency issues on an animal instead of my family.
I've noticed a lot of people doing that.
It's a healthy distraction, though.
Yeah, and it's a purpose. It's a reason to get up and someone needs you.
Yeah. Honestly, I think I needed it to have some sort of schedule. And, like, I've been outside 5 days a week, or I mean 5 times a day now, you know, and it's just been the best thing for me to just put my attention on something, love something else, and not think so much. Like, I think my biggest enemy is just getting way too in my head, trying to overprocess everything. And the dog just kind of like takes me out of that, brings me back to the present. And it's been awesome.
Your website says the art of creating something is always more important than the result. And that really spoke to me, because I think this ties into what we've all been discussing. We all want to feel productive and do it for a reason. And the truth is, what we can learn through all this is that it doesn't really need to be an end result or a reason. We can just do it to do it. And it can be not just a creative outlet, but it can relieve stress. And so whatever art that is to all of us, that can be a good way to kind of release all this stress and get it out. Even just something simple like finger painting. Candace was helping me out with, you know, suggesting that I sit with Poppy and try and finger paint, you know, or something simple like that, because I keep running out of ways to entertain her, I feel like. And even this morning, my husband said, we don't have to entertain her. She's happy. She's just happy, just doing whatever we're doing, hanging out with us. And so, just trying to figure out ways to continue to grow without an end result is what I'm learning through all this.
I'm taking that advice that, like, I don't have to be great at it. You know, I remember being a kid even and, like, not wanting to sit and draw because I was like, oh, that's ugly, or I don't like how that looks, you know, and like, I'm bad or whatever. And it's just sort of like, okay, no, you're not. And it was it fun? And was it just a nice distraction? And was it fun to pick the colors? Like, yes. And if you did this every day, don't you think that you would get better at it? Just sort of like, again, building confidence in yourself that you don't have to be good immediately at every single thing that you're trying to do. You know, like, I'm not saying everyone needs to go get a new hobby, but we all need to try things that are a little outside of our comfort zone.
Because then you're working, you're doing something that's just for the sake of doing it. It's not, it's, you know, the whole point of like, you cook this incredible meal, you're going to eat it, and then you have to clean the dishes, and it's done. It's over. It's gone. And I think sometimes, you know, we forget that, like, what, you know, as silly as it sounds to sit down, and I would have never just sat down and like done a watercolor, and I'm terrible at art, but you know, with a 4-year-old around, you do that kind of stuff. And I realized, oh, this is lovely actually. Like I can just check out, I can zone out. This doesn't have to go anywhere. This doesn't need to like be, this isn't like where I call myself an artist. This is just for the sake of like the internal work that's being done that I'm going to see the benefit from. And that's all it has to be about, you know, even just like taking a walk. It's like it used to be, well, all of this feels like a waste of time. Shouldn't I be doing something more important? Should I be doing something more productive? And I feel like that's been the benefit of just the tiny moments. It doesn't even mean like that. I know that right now, every day, all day isn't like a vacation for a lot of people. This is not what this time is right now. This is everyone trying to do their best during a global pandemic, during a crisis. And through that, it's just finding those like little moments where you can give like your internal self just a break and a rest from it.
And that's why you have I Am Presently. So you can go online and watch Bree do these really soothing, beautiful videos. And Bree, I know that you, you know, you're a creative director, you're an art director and a graphic designer. And so not only are these good cooking videos, but they're just your color scheme, the beauty of the food. I mean, you, it is really inspiring. And so,
oh, thank you.
I'm really excited for you to keep doing these videos. We don't know when that's going to happen, and that's okay. Yeah. But the ones that you have up right now are really, really wonderful. Do you have any other recipes that you're excited to make whenever this is over?
Yeah. I mean, I still am doing like cooking stories on Design Love Fest all the time. So you could definitely check that out for like hundreds of, I have like quarantine highlights you could check out. Because I know that like we all just kind of space out on like, what am I going to make again? You know, we kind of all need to give each other ideas. I just made a chicken and rice soup last night. That was so delicious. Definitely recommend that one. I don't know what else. You guys should definitely try the matcha almond milk latte.
Almond milk matcha latte looks delicious.
It does. It looks amazing. I'm actually really going to go to the grocery store after this. So this is perfect for me. I'll just check out all your videos and write down all the ingredients.
Yes, that curry is insane. Ooh, you have to make it.
That sounds great. Brie, everyone knows you as Design Love Fest, and that is where your inspiration first started. Do you have anything exciting that you're doing? You know, obviously, after quarantine, post quarantine, but anything exciting that's coming on that front?
Yeah, I mean, Design Love Fest will always be like so special to me, and I really actually love that it's been a place that's become more and more personal, more and more intimate, you know, more and more me over time, and less so much like a brand, and kind of it's gotten back more to me and my struggles or my triumphs and things like that. So I'm just excited to watch where that goes. And I feel like last year was the best year for collaborating with brands that just felt super in line with, you know, what I would use and what I would love to promote. So I'm excited to, you know, keep going with that. And we just launched a ton of new phone cases. So I'm happy about that and kind of, yeah, I mean, it's all evolving. Right now, it's a little bit on a break, but we'll get back to it.
I feel like you're always like 5 steps ahead of like what's cool and beautiful and
I don't know about
everything.
That.
Yes, you're always just, like 5 steps ahead.
I think it maybe is just a lot of time in my head.
space. Beautiful space in there. What do you feel like? If you had to, I feel like there's a term for it, which you probably know, where it's like people who can like tell what's going to be on like trend spotters,
trendsetters, like
trendsetters.
Oh yeah.
But what do you
I
feel like
know.
People
Maybe
are going
to,
yeah, exactly. Okay. As then a like beautiful curated psychic, what do you see people needing this year? What do you see people leaning into this year, and visually or just like, especially it's so interesting seeing all how like commercials have shifted so fast and like, you know, everyone's trying to like comfort the masses. Like, what do you feel like people
oh, yeah.
are going to need.
I hope that we lean more into real intimacy and real honesty. You know, I think that obviously we've been moving in that direction for a long time, but hopefully this makes people even more open to their genuine thoughts and not just leaning into vulnerability for likes, but really like showing themselves. You know, I think that that's one of the biggest things that I've always stuck to and why my business works for me. And so I hope now with all of this sense of like community and humanity, and, you know, I think people are going to be treasuring their lives more now and gardening at home and cooking at home and having more of a, I don't know, just, I just think intimacy and openness is going to continue to flourish after this quarantine.
I love that. I hope so. I hope so too.
Yeah. What a great lesson to come out learning, because in the era of, you know, Facetune and so many filters and, know, all of this, it's really a lesson that I think our world needs to learn and is learning. And there's just something so poetic about no one being able, all the jokes on the internet about no one being able to, like, you know, get their hair colored or get waxed or like all of these things, mm-hmm. and just being your honest, raw self and learning to love yourself for that. And it's all just kind of coming full circle. It's really interesting.
It's all going to be good. It's all going to be for a reason.
If you have any more psychic, moments, let us know. Keep us in the loop as to what's ahead.
Well, we know that all of our listeners can find, follow you on social media and see that vulnerable, true, authentic self. You really have done such a wonderful time posting from...
Thank you.
Just a true place and just a vulnerable place that I think people have needed to see. I know that I have. So I appreciate that as someone who does follow you on social media.
Well, I love you girls. Thank you for having me.
Always.
Thank you for joining us.
Just so our listeners know as well, you have a YouTube channel for I Am Presently, right? And I think it's just Presently.
I wish I knew. I think it's Presently. I mean, the company name is Presently. I just did I Am Presently because that's all that was available.
Got it.
But it's Presently, and the thought around I Am Presently is just to be really thoughtful around, you know, how am I feeling presently? Like, what am I feeling right now? So it's a good question to ask yourself throughout your day, but you can find it, you know, at I Am Presently on Instagram. And yeah, I think that YouTube is probably just Presently, but should have prepared.
We'll have a link in our bio for those that want to click on it.
The youth will find it. They know how to find it on YouTube.
Bree, we just love you. Thanks for coming on and being your true authentic self with us always. We just really appreciate it.
All right. Stay good out there. We love you.
You know, one of the things I'm taking away from our conversation with Bree is that idea to allow myself to fail. And I'm not sure it's something I've ever truly sat down and allowed myself to do. You know, obviously I've failed at a million things, but to just accept myself through the failure. And that's something I'm going to try to do this week and hopefully it'll help me. How about you?
Yeah. It's funny. It's like being around a 4-year-old, you realize like how much just how stunted we are as adults. You know, we just stunt ourselves constantly because out of fear of not being good enough, mm-hmm. and it's not perfect. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all our 4-year-old wants to do right now is sing songs. And she goes like, Mommy, I'm going to sing a song for you. Now you sing a song for me. Just make it up. And I'm like, no, you just keep doing it. But it's like, why? It's just so sad. You realize that you get to a point where you forget how to play and you mm-hmm. forget how to just like, be silly and like paint a watercolor that, you know, nobody has to have or ever see just for the enjoyment of making it and sing a silly song and tell a silly story. And there's no judgment, you know, we're so tough on ourselves that, you know, it was really refreshing to hear. Like, I love, you know, Bree's kind of, I don't know if she kind of takes it as like a mantra or a meditation where she just, you know, says, this is all just going through me, you know, things that are coming back up that I was dealing with a long time ago, and I'm just letting it pass through me. I'm letting it pass through me. And I really love that that visual, and that's something that I want to take away from this, is that, you know, just letting those fears come in and letting it pass through me, and letting, you know, that kind of like uncomfortable, like shit, quite frankly, you know, that we all have as humans and as adults, because we've lived lives and we've had, you know, bad times and good times, but, you know, and that comes with a lot of stuff to process. And, but I just want to continue to let it pass through me, the stuff that I don't need to hold on to and the fears that I don't need to, you know, just keep inside, that you can just kind of let that go and make it a safer place where we can all just be vulnerable together.
I love that. I know there's so much that she's opened our eyes to, and we hope you guys as listeners took away all, I don't know why I always get so caught up in this. There's so much that Bree, there is so much that Bree shared with me.
I don't know.
You don't have to be perfect, Kayla.
Okay.
You don't have to be perfect.
This is the lesson I'm learning.
Be vulnerable. You can make mistakes. We've been watching a lot of The Magic School Bus in our house. And Ms. Frizzle says it best. Get messy. Make mistakes. This is what it's about.
I love it. Well, good. I will tell myself that. Thanks, Ms. Frizzle. And thanks, Bree Emery, for coming on today and sharing all your wisdom with us. We hope you guys enjoyed it. And we'll see you next week for another episode of Directionally Challenged.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.